Who is Jesus? It's a question that sparks many answers. But Jesus isn't defined by who we want him to be. He's defined by who he says he is. And in the Bible, Jesus says a lot about who he is. At the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference, we'll look at the seven I Am statements in John's Gospel. You'll hear keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more. Join us June 20th through the 22nd in Indianapolis to feast together on the words of Jesus as we behold the truth and beauty of who he is and then believe in obedience with our whole lives. Register today at tgcw24.org.
Hey, Let's Talk listeners, you're listening to a preview of a conversation with Melissa Kruger and Colin Hansen. To listen to the entire hour-long recap of this bonus episode featuring the top 10 theology stories of 2021, head over to the Gospel Bound podcast.
Welcome to a special edition of Gospel Bound and Let's Talk. I'm Colin Hansen, and I'm the host of Gospel Bound, and I'm joined by my good friend, my dear friend and colleague, Melissa Kruger, one of the hosts of Let's Talk. You're listening to bonus season end episode of our podcast, which launched in 2020, last year. Thank you, everybody, for your faithful listening and support. We wanted to take you behind the scenes with this podcast, look back on the big stories and trends from 2021, and of course, also thank you for listening and encouraging us in this work.
Well, a lot has happened since our last podcast together. I think we were maybe hopeful last year at this time that COVID would be a distant memory. And unfortunately, it is like a recurring nightmare instead. And we're going to jump to your top 10 theology stories in just a moment. But let me start first with a TGC related question, because you never get to sit on the other side of the interview seat and be interviewed yourself. So you have changed roles this year at TGC, and you have traveled internationally to speak. You actually got in a narrow little window that you could get in, and it was such a direct answer to prayer.
It was
really sweet to see, but it's been so nice, I think, for us all to see the joy of being together again. I mean, you write about it in your book, but the reality is, I think we've all felt it as we've walked back into places of worship, and even for us, you know, even going to the conferences, we had back-to-back conferences.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
In April this year, which, when we rescheduled them, we thought, oh, of course we'll have these conferences next April. Yeah. It's so far away. And then it really was much more difficult than we realized.
And they turned out to be the first events that were held not sports-related in that convention center. And my goodness, special thanks to Seth Magnuson and Andrea Salick and all the other different people on our staff who put that together. And I'm just glad, Melissa, that we didn't have to say, hey, Melissa, how about we just bump back another year this conference? I think you may have died.
I think,
or at least quit.
I know. I was like, well, one of the two may have happened.
So. Quit before dying. That's
hopefully, but it was great. It was great. I remember walking in that room and seeing everybody. And you know, a lot of our speakers speak a lot, and they go a lot of places, and no one had gone anywhere for a year and a half, and so it was this. Everybody was so happy and joyful to see each other. I think the withholding of some of the fellowship almost made us get to a little foretaste of heaven, and how sweet it is to be together.
We had restrictions that we needed to put into place, and folks were very honoring about dealing with that. We had no evidence of any kind of outbreaks or anything. And also the difficulty leads to innovation. And one of my things I was most excited about, I know that you were as well, was the leadership that our team from Seth Magnuson and Stephen Morales and others gave to this, the simulcast of being able to watch all of our different breakouts at the same time, and you can still go and sign up to be able to watch all of those on our site from the 2021 events. But it's also the first time ever that we did the events back to back.
Which was
I mean,
the last time
which
ever,
was quite,
hopefully.
I think that's safe to say. But I just it was a joy, Melissa, to be able to work with you on all of that. And it was wonderful to see the Lord provide for us in that way. So thank you, everybody. I hope you're looking forward to giving and also receiving this Christmas. Thanks for listening to Gospel Bound and Let's Talk. Thanks for encouraging us. It really does mean a lot. Encouraging us with your comments over email and in person, especially when we get to see you at the events. Help others to find these podcasts by rating and reviewing them. Sign up to become a monthly donor of $25 or more to TGC. Love to send you those two books, Gospel Bound and Growing Together, as a thank you. Just go to tgc.org/give. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. We look forward to joining you next year again. Melissa will restart end of January. Looks like I'll be starting sometime around then, maybe early February. We'll see. Just got that one episode recorded. We've got some more reading to do. You can pray for my reading there in that. But we look forward to joining you again next year, whether you're washing dishes, commuting, working out, however you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Thanks, Melissa.
Merry Christmas.